Vayter in Shasrin Daf Tesvav, picking it up by the brand new Mishnah, the second parak of Maseches Tainis. Seder Tainis Ketzad. It's like the Heilige Mishnah. So how do we do? What's the Seder Tainis? How do they go and do such a thing? We're going to see in the Gemara and Amud Beis, it's going to be talking about over here. This is really talking about after, remember there were three sets. If it was first set of three fasts and another set of three fasts and another set of seven fasts, these are only if the rain didn't come. So now we're going to take a look at what this is going to be discussing by the seven fasts, but we don't know that yet. Seder Tainis Ketzad. Motzian is the Teva L'Rechov Shel Yir. They take out the Teva, meaning the Aron Kodesh, and bring it out into the middle of the town. Venos and Ephraim Mikla Al Gabi Atev. And they go and they put ashes on top of the Aron Kodesh. Ubirosh Nasi, Ubirosh Avbezin, and the head of the Nasi, and the head of the Avbezin, V'chol Echad V'echanos Ubiroshan, and every person they go and they put it on their own head. Hazak and Shebehan, so we see we put it, we're the ones who put it on their head, and then everyone else puts it on their own head. The Gemara is going to discuss why it is that they don't do it themselves, and why it is that they go first. Well, let's take a look. Hazak and Shebehan, Oren Lefnei, Devek Kibushin, the first one, the Zakin, the older one amongst them. Rash says, Lashon Atzira, Kamo, Mechabej Balaz, Prisha Shekovshin, Esal Levavos, Lachzir, Lemutav, it's grabbing, it's conquering the hearts in order to go ahead and to go back to the right ways. So that's what it means when he says, and he tries to take the seriousness of the matter. It doesn't say by Nineveh, the whole story of Yonah, when they were going to go and destroy Nineveh. It doesn't say that Hashem saw their sackcloth, and their fasting. He saw their actions because they actually changed their ways. And it says the Kabbalah, meaning in the Nevi'im, and tear your hearts, not your clothing. Meaning it's not just about the external factors, but how you really feel about it. They would start davening, Marin Lefnei Teva, they would go in front of the one who's leading it. Who would that be? Who would be the Shlich Tzibur? Zaken V'Ragil. Someone who is a Zaken V'Ragil. Rashi says, Ragil L'Spal of Tefillos Hashkur B'Pir. Someone who knows how to daven well and the tefillah is in his mouth well. V'Logit is not going to make a mistake. Because any chaz that makes a mistake, it's a Simen Ra, L'Sholchav, it's a bad sign for those who send them. I think we saw that in Brachos. Yeah, Brachos of Lama Dalid. All right, Zaken V'Ragil. V'Yesh B'Lo Banim, and he has children. We're having someone who's going to really have what to daven for. U'Beso Rekam. But his house is empty. What does that mean? Mashmad who ani, Rashi says, Ve'en lo mechia bebeso, mechia bebeso, he's a poor person. Kedei she libo shalom etfilo, his heart's going to be completely focused on the davening. He takes this really seriously. He has people in the house, but he doesn't have any money to be able to take care of them. So therefore, he takes it seriously and really heartfelt, sincere. V'omer lefneim esem arba brachos. He goes and he says 24 brachos. Yud ches shebechol yom, the 18 of the every day that you say the Shmona Esrei. Mosef aleim milchesh, and there's another six which are added to it. Ve'elo, and these are them. Zichronos v'shofros. Zichronos and shofros. Rashi says, "Kol apsukim sha'omrim b'Rosh Hashanah, all the psukim they say in Rosh Hashanah. Kel el Hashem batzaras li karasi ve'aneni." We start off by saying, Tashem, my distress, I called and he answered me. That's another one. Mimam Hakim Korsicha Hashem. Another one, Tfila Ani Kiatov. And another one. So we got over there, 1, 2, 3, 4, plus the other ones of Zichronos and Shofros. We got the six things that they end up saying over there. Right? And there was a bracha that was added to all of these things, and therefore you had six brachas. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. In place of that, they say, Ra'av Kiyiya Ba'aretz Dever Kiyiya. What did you say? Instead of that, it says, if there is a famine in the land, if there is a plague, Asher Hoya Dvar Hashem El Yirmiyahu Al Divrei Hatzaros HaBatzaros, that the word of Hashem came to Yirmiyahu about all the Batzaros, all of the droughts that were going on. So we have over there, a Pasuk in Malachim, a Pasuk in Jeremiah, Yirmiyahu, it's coming out to teach us, this is what we go and say. Va'omer Chosmeyam, he then goes ahead and he does the Chasima for each one of them. They have Brachos, Rashi says, Akol Parshu Parsha, Acher Zichronos, Chasima Zichronos, Acher Shofros, Chasima Shofros, V'chein Acher Kula Me'ina Parsha, Kedem Mefar Shazel. Everything's like it's going to be explained. I'll be showing you Omer, and the first one says, Misha, no, it's Avram Avinu, Baharam Uriah, Yaneinu. It says, Misha, no, it's Avram Harmaria, who answered Avram Bidim Harmaria, who Yane Eschem, Yishma, Bekotzak, Eschem, Yomazet. She answered, you also and hear the sound of your crying out today. Baruch Hatta Hashem, Go El Yisrael. But so you the one who redeems Israel. Al Shni Omer, the second one says, Misha, no, it's Avasinu, Yamsof, Yane, who answered our forefathers, and by the Yamsof, Yishma, Kotzak, Eschem, Yomazet. Hazen should answer and hear the call and the crying out of your voice. On this day, Baruch Atah Hashem, Zocher HaNishgachos, those who remember the ones that have forgotten. Alash Shlish, so I'm in the third, and he goes in, he says, Misha Anas Yoshua, Begilgal, Huyana, Escham, Yishma, Kotzakas, Cham, Yom, Zeber, Chata Hashem, Shomea, Teruah, who listens to the cry. He's talking about the shofar. Alar Revius, on the fourth, and he goes in, he says, Misha Anas, Shmuel, Bamitzvah, Huyana, Escham, whoever listened to Shmuel, Bamitzvah. This is talking about when the Plishtim came and they attacked. So Shmuel called out to Hashem and he said, and he was answered. It says the same thing over here. We should go ahead. He answered, Hu Yane Eschem. So you also, Vishma Kotzak Eschem, you're crying out today, Baruch Hashem, Shemet Se'aka. Alachem, Misha Zomer, the fifth one, he says, Misha Anas Eliyoba Hara Carmel. Hu Yane Eschem, Vishma Kotzak Eschem, Yomazeb, Baruch Hashem, Shemet Tefila. This is talking about the whole story about Achav when he answered that, where we saw the Gemara in Brachos. Aneini Hashem, Aneini. Aneini Hashem, Aneini. So there too, that's that. I'll see you. What's on the sixth one? He says, "Mishana is Yona." The Meir Dago ever answered Yona in the stomach of the fish. Answered this. Ala Shvi is Omer. On the seventh, Baruch he goes in. He says, "Mishana is David ve'es Shlomo benon Yerushalayim." Huyana es Chamishma v'kotzach Chama Yom Zeh Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Amarachem. Ala Odet. So ever answered David and Shlomo in Yerushalayim. The Gemara is going to explain what exactly is the Shvius over here. These are talking about the different tefillas that David HaMelech came and he daven when there was a famine going on. That's in Shmuel and also in Malachim. It's talking about the story when Shlomo HaMelech came along and he set up the base HaMegadash and he was saying that there shouldn't be any drought, there shouldn't be any hunger, and answer all the tefillas over there. Okay, that is that. Now, Maisa, we got ourselves a story time. Peep, turn the page. Tezvav Mereis. Bimei Rabbi Chalafta, Rabbi Chananya ben Tradion. In the days of the two of them, She over echad lefnei table. Someone got up in order to daven the shlich tzibur when it was a time when there was a fast. The gomer is a bracha kula, and he finished the entire bracha. Lo anu achar of amen. They didn't answer after he finished. They didn't say amen, but rather, what would they say? They ended up saying baruch shem kod machasoli alam va'ed. Rashi says that the chazan of Knesset omer lahen al kol bracha ubracha v'hu ashamish v'lo shlich tzibur. This is talking about the shamish and not the shlich tzibur. And they would not say amen. Tiku a kohanim tiku. That Rashi I just read is going on this. So basically, they would go and they would say the brachas, and then everyone would say Baruch Shem Kol Chosolim Ved. And then you had the person who stood next to the one who was like calling out. He would say tiku kohanim, and he would say go ahead and make the tekiyas. And tiku, they would go ahead and they would do it. The Gra takes us out over here. The word tiku. Misha Sha'ana es Avram Vina Baham Maria Huyana Eschem Yishma Kotzak Eschem. He would then continue go on and saying this idea, these words. And after the next bracha, they would say Hariu Bnei Aaron Hariu. He'd say go ahead and start again. Hariu, do the trua Bnei Aaron. Misha Ana es Avram Senu Aliyam Sofu Yana Eschem Yishma Kotzak Eschem Yom Hazeh. And then he would go and he would say this whole shtickle that we said. We mentioned before, and they went on so on and so forth for all the ones that were said. When they came to Chacham, they said, we wouldn't do such a thing that they would do Baruch Shem, except for if it was on Harabayas and Bashar Mizrach by Harabayas. We would actually go on. This Rashi spells out this whole idea. Lo Yunogin, Shalolan Osamein. They weren't knowing not to say Amen, except for in these places. It's talking about the time that Beis HaMikdash was Kayim, and they were davening in Harabayas, and they would go on the place of the Shar HaMizrach. Rashi goes on to explain, of course, this is referencing the idea of the shofar. The shofar is done, but it's just they wouldn't go ahead and say the Baruch Shem Kvod Machusol. It was only done in the Beit HaMikdash. Ooh, this Mishnah is a doozy. As we have seen in the past, quick introduction, we know that we had all the Kohanim, they had 24 Mishmaros that they had, and they used to split up the Mishmaros into a way where they had different Batei Avos. Each one had 7 Batei Avos for each day of the week. And that's how they work. Now, the Beis Av, the way that it works is that they would work one day and so on and so forth. Each one would do the next one. So now we're going to be talking about when we would be involved in the fast days, what would the Kohanim that were doing the Mishmar, how would they behave? Shalosh Tanios have shown us during the first 3 Tanios, Anshe Mishmar, Misanevelo Mashlimin, they would fast, but they wouldn't finish off their fast. Rashi explains that we're talking about the Anshe Mishmar of that particular week. Yet, and therefore, the Gemara is going to say in Daf Yud Zayin, as Rashi says, that Shema Tichbar Avoda Anshe Bisav, it's going to be hard for that Bisav, Shayo Ovdim Osayom working that day, Uboyin in Lesayim, Beim Hoyu Mesanim, if they were fasting, Lo Yolhem Koach Lamud Bavod, they weren't able to do the Avoda, so wouldn't finish the fast. Anshe Bisav, Lo Hoyu Mesanim Klal. So yeah, the people that are part of the Mishmar, they would be part of it, but they wouldn't finish it off. But Anshe Bisav, the people that were involved on that particular day, they wouldn't be Mesana at all. They wouldn't do it all. Rashi says, "Amishmar mischalekas to shiva bati avos." Like we said, can I get shiva simei shavua beis av liyom each beis av had a particular day, and they wouldn't fast at all. Shalosh nios. But what happened with the second set of fast? What would happen then? Anshe mishmar mesana mashlimin. Again, the anshe mishmar, they would go out, they would fast, and they would actually finish off the fast. That's the anshe mishmar. Those are actually weren't that day. Anshe beis av, but the people that were on that day, then what would they used to do is mesana v'lo mashlimin. They would fast, but they wouldn't finish it off. They wouldn't finish off again, or they'd be able to do their avoida. But when stuff gets serious and then they don't have the finishing, and we didn't still have rain, the last set of seven fasts that were going on over here, both of them actually do it, they finished off. That is the words of Rabbi Yoshua. They say that on the first three, they wouldn't fast at all. The second one, the fast, but they wouldn't finish it off. They say they wouldn't fast at all. The last seven, the people of the Mishmar, they would be Misana and finish it off. And they would go ahead, they would fast, but they wouldn't finish the fast in order to make sure that they could actually do their avoda. But we're not done. Wait, there's more in our Mishnah. Anshe Mishmar Mutar L'Shoshayim Balelos, the people that are part of the Mishmar, I mean, they're not the ones that are actually doing the Avodah that day. They're allowed to go out and drink wine when it comes the nighttime. Rashi says, Mutar L'Shoshayim, Lav Gabe Tainis Itmar. It's not talking about Tainis. Ela Agav Demar B'Bnei Mishmar Maisilos. Since we already started the idea of the Mishmar, we talked about this also. It's nothing to do with Tainios. Balelos, Rashi says, Ein Lacho Shem Etichbar Avodah Shari Ro'u Miba Erev Shepasko HaKabonos. They're not worried that maybe they're going to need their help. It's going to be hard for them because they already saw that they finished off the carbonus for lokavta avoda shiavi rov carbonus already bought of it v'lo yispiku b'nei beis av shalosayom v'tzrichin elu l'sayin. They're not going to need to be on reserve to be used as help. And not roi, not because they're drunk. He can't be drunk and doing avoda, but they're allowed to drink because they're not worried about that. V'al lo b'yomim, but they're not allowed to go ahead and do it during the daytime because maybe they're going to be needed during the day. V'anche beis av lo b'yom v'lo b'layim. The people that are in the beis av, they mean they're doing the avoda that day. They're not allowed to drink wine either at night or at day, right? Because they're going to do certain things that they have to be doing even at the night. Rashi says, "If you show your mylin kol alayle evarim pedarim shapoku me'al mezvech." They have to be dealing with all the evarim pedarim. Inami lo gomer b'yom gomer b'layla. If you don't finish during the day, you finish at night. Rashi points us continues. Aval anshe mishmar einin tzrichin l'seya b'layla hafich b'mazleg the beis av yochel haspig levad hefich hamarecha. You don't need any help with that. They're able to do it themselves. And another vault anshe mishmar, the people part of the mishmar anshe maimid, the people that part of the maimid. What is the Maimid? I'm glad you asked. Rashi explains that there are people doing the avoda, but also we had echad kohanim ulvim v'yisraelim that would stand there, kavuim v'omnim. They were kavuim and standing with spalim and davening ala korban achem on the korban of their brothers. Shiskabel uratzon. They should be miskabel with. It should be accepted. V'omnim l'sham b'shas avoda. Deheich korbono shal adam kara v'hu eino omer al gabav. How could it be that his korban is being brought and they're not standing there? V'kul mefarsh perek acharav acharon. Sorry, everything's explained in the last perek and daf chavav. V'anshe maimed asur. They're also from cutting their hair, and they're also from doing kibos of doing laundry during the time when they were involved with this avoda. The Gemara is going to talk about this on tomorrow, in 2 days. Uvechamishi, and on the Thursday, mutarin mipnei kvod Shabbos. They're allowed to go ahead, they're allowed to cut their hair, they're allowed to go ahead and wash their clothing, and because of kavod Shabbos, Rashi says uvechamishi shal mishmarasa mutarin derech rov bnei adam listaper uvechamishi v'lo be'erev Shabbos bnei Torah. It's normal that people go ahead and cut their hair on Thursday because of the Torah Shabbos. That's what he's talking about on Thursday. Now, as we've discussed in the past, something known as Megillas Tainus, there are certain holidays that were set up that because of amazing, from certain things that happened in those days, good things, and we said you're not allowed to go and fast them, and some days you're not allowed to even be maspid on those days. It says the Mishnah, Kol HaKosav Megillas Tainus, the Lo L'Mispad, everything that's written in Megillas Tainus, that's what it's called, Megillas Tainus, that's written in order that you shouldn't go ahead and be maspid, L'Fun of Aser, even the day before is going to be Aser as well. Well, Acher of Mutter, but the day after is mutter. Rashi says the reason why they even the day before also is in order that people should get not forget the fact that we have a chag coming up the next day, some sort of holiday, but the day after it's not a problem. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Lefanav Ula Acharav Aser. He says before and after is Aser. Dilola Asanos, whenever it says that you're not allowed to fast, Lefanav Ula Acharav Mutter, before it's Mutter, before and after. So what we were just talking about before, the first thing, what we just said was, is in a machlokas. First, we said that the Tanakhama says in terms of hesped, you're not allowed to be masa the day before, but you are allowed the day after. And Biosi says hesped is going to be usher before and after. When it comes to lehesana, when it says you're not allowed to do fast, then lefanav ulechar mutter, you're allowed to fast before and after. Rabbi Yossi says lefanav usher lechar mutter, it's only usher to do it, lefanav, but not ulecharav. Because after it's already done, but before you have to make sure that we're keeping in mind what we're doing the next day. Viter ein gozer in tainus al tzibra b'tchilah b'chamishi. You don't start the fasting on the chamishi. We saw this earlier in our mesechta on daf yod. So we don't start the tainus tzibra on a Thursday. It's got to be Monday. Why? Shalafkia la'asha'arim. So it shouldn't be that all the prices go way up. Why? Because what's going to happen is people are going to have the stores are going to see tons of people coming to buy things. They're going to think there's some sort of famine. That's going some sort of terrible thing. Well, really, there was a famine going on, but they're going to think there's some sort of terrible, even worse matzav going on, and then they're going to jack up all the prices. And then it's going to end up costing a lot more for Shabbos. And then I realize the only reason is because of the fact that the word goes there because of the fast days that are coming up. So, it's got to be starting on a Monday, then Thursday, then Monday. And by that time, they're going to realize what's going on and they're going to keep the prices the same. But the second set already, you could start on a Thursday. Why? Because at that stage, they already know what's going on and we're not worried they're going to jack up the prices. Says, just like in the first set, you can't do it in Chamishi. So too, kach lo shnios lachronis. You can't start it on a Thursday. Nothing to talk about. It's got to start on a Monday. Ein goes in tanis el tzibor b'rosh chadash v'chanak l'viv tiburim. We don't do these things on Rosh Hashanah. I'm sorry, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, or Purim. That's it. You're not allowed to be goes there on such an holiday. Can't start that. Rashi says the ikri moed. It's called moed. The im is chilu en maspiden. But if you did do so, if it already started, then you don't stop it when those days hit. So if it started before, they didn't start it on that, but if it started and it hits in the middle, you continue it. Divrei Gamliel, Zakazok Tam Gamliel. Amar Rabbi Meir Bar says, Afa Bisha Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Ein Masfikin, even though he says you don't stop, Moda Hoya She'ein Mashlimim. He does agree that you're not mashlamit. Rashi says, Lis anos kol yom, ela ochlim samach la'erev. Yes, we started already, so we do the fast, but we don't fast the entire time because it is a little bit of a holiday still. So you eat a little bit samach to becoming Erev Zayin and fast all day. Also, if Tisha B'Av falls on Erev Shabbos, what do? You fast on Tisha B'Av, on the Friday, but you have to stop, you have to break it before it comes tonight in order that you don't come into Shabbos while we are in the midst of a tzom. Now, Zok the Gemara, nice Mishnah. Zok the Gemara, Seder Tanius, Ketzin Motzian, the table, what do they do? They take out the urn and bring it into the streets. Says the Gemara, Vafilu Kamaisa, what they even do that on the first set of fats that you bring it out, that's what you do. Of Urminu, but we know we said, Shalosh Tanius, Rishonos, Rishnios, the three Tanios, the first and the second ones, Nichnasin, Lebesa, Kinesis, Mispalan, Kinesis, Mispalan, Kolos, Shanakula, we go in there, we dive in the way, we dive in the whole year, Besheva, Chronos, but in the last seven, Motzian, the table, the Rechova, Shil, you bring it out, Venosin, Ephraim, when you put dirt on top of the Rosh Hanasi, Rosh Abbezin, you put the Rosh of these two people. Rabbi Nosson Omer, Ephraim Miklahin Mivian, they bring ashes, not just dirt or dust, but they actually bring ashes. But nonetheless, what do you see? That the Teva, that the Aron Kodesh is not brought up for the first, only the third. Papa, that's what our Mishnah is talking about. It's going on the Sheva Achronis, which we mentioned when we said the Mishnah. Uver Rosh Hanasi, you put in the head of Nasi, Vahadar Tani, and then it says, they put on each one of their own heads. So it's Gemara, ain't easy, really. True. Well, Tanya, we learned to the Braisa, Rebbe Omer, Begadula Maschilim in a Gado. When you're doing great things, then you start from the greatest person. But if it's a Klala, it's a bad thing, you start with the lowest one. Why are we starting with the Rosh Av Beis Din and all these great people? Then all the people, we should start with the lower one. This is a Klala. Begadula Maschilim in a Gado. How do you know that's true? Shenemar, as opposed to success, Moshe Aaron Elazar Lizamer. And Moshe Rabbeini, when he goes ahead and he is speaking to Aaron and his kids after Nadav and Avihu. After they died, Moshe calls to them and he speaks to them. He says first to Aaron, then to Elazar, then to Itamar. You see, you start for the first one. B'klala, maschilim el katam, is called, you start for the bottom. B'tchila, niskalel, this kalal nachash. First the nachash got cursed. V'acharkach niskalal chaver and chaver v'acharkach niskalal adam. Then adam got cursed. So clearly you start from the bottom up, and this is not a good thing because we don't have any rain. This is bad. That's gemara ha chashivus alidetu. This is chashivus for them when we start for them. Da amar lehu, because what we're saying to them is atun chashivisu lemiboy alon rachme akuli alma. You are so chashiv. You're the ones who go ask for mercy. The ribono shalom dam for us that you should be able to save us all. So we see this is actually called chashivus. Well, these are the confusing way of reading all this. You look at the top left, we got the Mesos HaShas, who tells us that you deleted part of it, and it starts from Idach, we call Echad Ve'echad, no sane. And then each one of them goes ahead, and they gives, and they put on their head. Says the Gemara, Nasi V'Abezin Nami Nishkulinu. Why don't we let the Nasi V'Abezin take it themselves? Why is it we put it on their heads? V'Ninchu B'Rashai, let them put it on their own heads. Ma'isha D'Shakal Inish Achrino Manach Lehu. Why does it if someone else goes ahead and is doing it for him? What's going on? If the Gemara, Amar Rebbe Abba, the Min Kisari, Eino Domim Misbayesh Me'atzmo, you can't compare someone who goes ahead and is misbayesh from himself. In other words, if he does it to himself, beep, turn the page, says Zayinam Adalf, to a case, lemizbayish me'achem, when other people are embarrassing you. It's more embarrassing. Rashi says, the ikma agavas nefesh tfei, it's more painful, lemishum chashivusei, hey, mizbayish, because they're chashiv, they're embarrassed of other people. Aval shar b'nei adam, other people, lo chashivu, lemizbayish b'nisinas achem, they're not embarrassed of other people to do it. V'sagil mesiyas asman, it's good enough for them to do it themselves. V'heichem adach lu, where is it that they were going to put it? Rav Yitzchak b'mkom tefillin, they put it in a place where the tefillin are. Shenem, as the pasuk says, lasum la'aveli tzion, lasislam pe'er tachas efer, to set up for the mourners of Tzion, to give them beauty in the place of ashes. Rashi explains, Shmami, no, we see from here, B'mokom tefillin, d'chsiv b'hu pe'erecha chavish alecha, that's known as pe'er, v'arminu v'seim brachos, elu tefillin, v'metagim minu nami, totafasecha, havion alach, v'heichem anichin tefillin, b'mokom, where do you put it? In the place, shamocho, shaltina, grofeif, in a place where, you know, what's it called? The patella? No, that's a kneecap. I can't remember the word. Yeah, email me the word. But the place on the head where you see the heartbeat beating, that's where they go ahead, and that's where they put it. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.